What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Pushing the Line. It's Magic's Bets and Mike B's Bets. We're going to deviate. What the hell? We're going to deviate a little bit away from what we've normally been doing. And we're going to start a small series called Cooler Talk. Basically, what we're going to do is we're going to do a few shows here and there about hot topics that are around whatever league it might be. And today, we're going to start with Mel Kiper, called a band. Cover two.
You want me to lead off with this move? Hey,
this is your subject. Run it.
Mel Kiper done got old, man. I ain't gonna say him what he said. The gist of it was the cover two. For those that don't know, it's just two safeties to play deep. It just makes everyone two zone. Is not responsible for a man. You're responsible for a space. He wants the safeties to come down. It should be a penalty if they play too far off the ball. So what he's thinking is, it's the reason that scoring is down. And he said he misses the traditional 65-yard touchdown pass. And just don't make no sense, man. The panic comes from the drop in scoring for the fifth straight year. So in the NFL right now, they're averaging 21 points per game. That's the lowest since 2006. That's pretty much what this is stemming from. And it's not even because it's a bad brand of football. It's because you got betting and you got fantasy football involved. And that's taken away from the fun. So that's probably what it is. Mel Kiper is... He 83,000 years old. He's past date. I don't know, man. What you think?
Well, I mean, part of it is a conversation you and I already had, which we'll get to, but a lot of it is the offenses have changed. And you can kind of go back to when the Patriots had Wes Welker, Danny Amendola. They started getting these slot receivers and they started dinking and dunking a lot more than normal. And things changed up. Sometimes you got to take what you get, but a lot of it is, as you already said, is there's not a lot of quarterbacks who can really read a defense these days.
Yes. The best quarterback in the game, Patrick Mahomes, I believe 2 years ago on the Shop, LeBron's podcast, said when he came into the NFL, he did not know how to read defenses. This is the best quarterback in the game telling you that. Now, ever since then, I'm sure that he knows how to read defenses now, but if you're not Aaron Rodgers or Matthew Stafford or one of these veteran quarterbacks, you see these quarterbacks struggling, throwing interceptions. You know now if you got a rookie quarterback, you don't get to sit 2 or 3 years. That Jordan Love stuff, that stuff is dead now. Mm-hmm. You see Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels, and they all coming in to play. And we're going to get into this later. I think New England about to make a quarterback change, too.
Hey, man, quit spoiling the show.
My bad. it's right here. J.J. McCarthy. I don't know if he would have started right out.
He wouldn't.
They was high on him. You got Bo Nix over in Denver. All these young quarterbacks, they coming into the league, and they throwing them into the fire, and they just got to figure it out. This is not the old NFL no more.
It's not. And a lot of these college kids coming in, they're on these 1 or 2 reads, take what you can get with your legs and throw the ball away. Mm-hmm. And they come into the NFL and they're realizing the game pace is a lot faster. So it's one, maybe 2 reads. If I can't get rid of this ball, I'm about to get the hell knocked out of me. Ask Bryce Young.
Well, that's a story for another day. So you was asking me the other day, do I think this is is it a talking point or does it have any traction to it? I think it's just actually I think it's a talking point. I mean, so far against single high coverage this year and 2 safety coverage, it's kind of the same, but it's actually better for the 2 safety coverage. I don't know, man. I'm not going to go into all the stats. I got all the stats right here. They pretty much the same. I'm just on the line of, you have a bunch of young quarterbacks in the league right now, and if they don't have a proper coordinator, they don't have a proper coaching, they're going to struggle.
Well, my point on it is I think Mel Kiper is a little bit past his time. I think he's trying to stay relevant. So he's bringing up a subject on something that, yeah, it may be affecting what's going on with the scoring, but you don't get rid of it. Stop changing the game so much. I mean, we've grown up with this game for years. And Kiper 2, although that hasn't necessarily been defense, it's been around. Like you said, the Tampa 2 really made it famous.
The Steelers in the 70s played cover 2. Tampa Bay, when Tony Dungy was there, called it the Tampa 2, and they pretty much perfected it. The one, if you want to do one safety, that was pretty much perfected by the Seattle, the Legion of Boom, that defense. So it's always been around. The thing is, do you have the personnel and the talent at quarterback to know how to read these defenses to get them to come out for cover 2?
You'll have to do something. All right, we don't want to stay on that one for too long. I think Mel's past his time. As a matter of fact, the reason I say he's past his time is because for years, before all this technology came out, Mel Kiper was the guy that you get on ESPN and look at to see who he's thinking on his big board, to see who your team might draft. But now you got kids making creative classes that import the Madden that are more accurate to him on who the top 10 are.
Yep.
So he's just trying to stay relevant. Let's move on to your boy, Jerry Jones. I say your boy, but he ain't your boy. You don't even like him. I don't like him either, but Jerry Jones down there in Dallas.
Man. First of all, pause like we just did for a second. That's the first thing. So, yeah, Jerry done said a bunch of shit, man. Off-season now. If y'all haven't seen, he was on a video with Jamie Foxx, man. He was describing a player, and he said the player had an 8-inch penis on him.
Jamie had to cut the video.
Jamie Foxx had to cut the video. A little weird. Jerry has said so much from, you know, I've done it all, so I have an inordinate amount of confidence that F word. If anybody can figure out how to do this shit, I guess I should have said the F word too. He thinks he's the best GM. He thinks he's the best owner. He thinks that his way is the right way. And honestly, man, it's killing Dallas. It's killing Dallas. And I want to hear what you got to say. Good point. But I think he says that he's willing to do anything for a Super Bowl. Are you willing to step back and get out of the camera and quit putting all the pressure on your players? Recently, you said that you was more proud of this team, or this team reminded you of your Super Bowl winning, the team that won you 3 Super Bowls. You said this team that you got reminds you of that. Nah, bro, you got to sit down somewhere. You can't keep this. This got to stop.
Jerry Jones, another one who's past their time.
Way past.
You talking about?
You know what scares me about that? I don't know if his son Steven is going to be any better. He just recently came out, and they was both trying to defend not getting Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry make what, 5-point-something million in Baltimore?
You waited till I thought it was 8.
It may be 8. Okay. I don't remember. They was talking about it on TV. I thought it was 5. It may be 8. Even if it is 8, you waited till an hour before kickoff on week 1 to make your quarterback the highest paid quarterback in the NFL history. CeeDee Lamb sat out all the training camp. You was going back and forth talking about how you wanted him in here, but it wasn't a priority. You did all that, and you paid him exactly what he asked for at the very last minute. Now you see your team struggling. They don't have no kind of camaraderie. CeeDee Lamb fumbling, and they just don't look right. They're 1-2. As crazy as this is going to sound, they're last in – I know it's only 3 games. They're last in the division right now. They don't look like – a lot of people have wrote them off to even go to the playoffs this year. That's crazy.
You know what? I was gonna bring it up later, but I'm gonna bring it up now. If you betting this weekend, actually, when you catch this show, it should be Wednesday or Thursday. So go ahead and take the New York Giants +5.5 or +6 if you can get it, because mm-hmm. they've covered that 7 out of the last 10 games. And also, Dallas is horrible right now. Dallas needs to win. If Dallas lose this week,
it's over.
McCarthy fired by Friday morning.
It's over, man.
You heard it here first.
And I'm going to say this, since we spreads and stuff, I would sprinkle a little money on Devin Singletary and his rushing yards. That was
go ahead. No, run it. I'm glad you said Devin Singletary, though.
I would sprinkle a little bit of money on Devin Singletary and his rushing yards. And right now, I don't know the over-under on Daniel Jones' rushing yards. The way Dallas – they can't stop the run. If I ain't mistaken, they last in the league right now in run defense. And that's crazy.
I also take Devin Singletary over 15.5 receiving yards because Dallas has given that up in all three games to the starting running back.
Yeah, Dallas, man, that vaunted defense is not so vaunted now. I don't know if that's – because Dan Quinn is gone. I don't know. I don't know what it is, but they look bad, man. Derrick Henry ran all over them.
Dan Quinn got Washington looking decent.
He does. They tied for first place with Philly right now. Mm-hmm. Jaden Daniels, buddy. what he did Monday night.
We're not gonna stay on Jerry Jones. He's past his time. He cannot rebuild a team. He needs to stay hands off. He needs to hire a real general manager to come in there and do the real job that needs to be done and quit living on his 15 minutes of fame.
Period. Going on radio shows and doing all that stuff, man. No, it ain't it. Just be quiet and build your team.
So we just got to talking about a few player props for this Dallas versus New York game. So yep. This past weekend, I was out of town traveling. I was in Indiana. And, of course, you know I'm going to pull up and do some research and do some bets. Indiana will allow player props for college football. Here in Tennessee, mm-hmm. where we're at, you cannot do it on any app. There is absolutely no props on college player props. Mm-hmm. Nothing. So you asked me why that is. So I did a little bit of research. Of the 25 states that have legal betting, 5 of them allow player props. One of them, which is Indiana, only allows player props pregame only.
Mm-hmm.
I said 5, but those 5, you can do anything. 6 of them allow prop bets, but they exclude prop bets from colleges in that state. 13 of them, no prop bets at all. Louisiana, Maryland, and Ohio State banned it this year. Now, my personal opinion is I like to make money, but with the landscape of college right now, it probably should be banned.
Yeah, so I did some research too. I seen a statement NCAA made. They were saying these types of bets target the individual for harassment and are more easily manipulated, threatening the competition integrity. That's why the NCAA is advocating for the elimination of player-specific prop bets in collegiate competition. That was a statement by the NCAA.
I did not see your notes before the show, but I did read that same statement, and I completely agree with it. You've got a lot of things going on with NIL now. You got mm-hmm. a lot of kids want more money, which another part of the show, we'll talk about that. It does compromise the integrity of the game, because if this kid is told, hey, this is your NIL deal, this is how much money you want, you're getting. Mm-hmm. He goes along, he's going through the season, he runs out of money. somebody offers him a side deal, hey, I need you to make sure you don't get this on this game. Compromises the game. Kind of like your boy Porter up there in Toronto in basketball. Porter. Yeah.
Yeah. Banned for life, too.
Banned for life. Stupid.
We going to talk about it now or like the NIL?
You know what? Let's go ahead and move this part of the show up. NIL, you had Matthew Sluka.
Mm-hmm.
He just left UNLV. He was promised a certain amount of money, and supposedly he did not get that amount of money. And after three games, they started 3-0 now. He's looking real good. He's leaving, taking his redshirt season, and then he's going to enter the portal at the end of the season because you can't enter the portal now.
Yep.
He says that financial obligations were not met.
College football has become professional football.
Professional football junior.
Yep. I didn't say NFL for that reason, but yeah, college football has literally become professional football. And it's like when I read this NCAA statement, once you start paying these players, which I'm not against players getting paid, but you got to realize the Pandora's box that you open. Yep. So you got all these player props and all these things, and you betting on players. It's going to get to a point to where the NCAA going to see how much money that it makes. They're going to figure out a way to get it done. They saying the right things now, T, and I agree that we should not be able to bet on college players, but it would bring in so much money for the sport. They're going to figure out a way to maneuver around it. And the way that these kids is getting paid, people are going to start treating them like professional athletes. I mean, they already do. You look at some of the negative comments that they say about some of these college players, and are they overrated, and how they go into the season, and they already talking about their draft stock dropping, and do they deserve the amount of money you make? How many times have you seen a college football game and they tell you how much a player's NIL deal is worth?
So here's one of the problems with the NIL. Well, not necessarily even the NIL. Here's one of the problems with the prop betting that we were just discussing.
Mm-hmm.
You said something about harassing.
Yep.
You've got these people who go on, they place a parlay. Their parlay is going to hit them $10,000 off of a $10 bet. Yep. They miss by one leg. These folks will get on Instagram. They will get on Twitter, whatever social media. They will inbox these players and threaten them, talk shit to them. Leave these folks alone, especially these kids. These kids are in college trying to get an education, trying to get paid, trying to learn how to be an adult. Leave them alone. That y'all do that to the pro players, that's on y'all. If they clap back, you better be ready for whatever they clap back with, because they will clap back. But on this Sluka situation with the NIL, supposedly he was promised $100,000.
Mm-hmm.
And supposedly that came from one of the assistant coaches. And supposedly he only received $3,000. And supposedly they kept deferring it and deferring it and deferring it.
Mm-hmm.
That supposedly is what happened and led to this decision. But then you have this other side that says after the 3-0 start that his family decided to hire him an agent, and they decided that he was worth more than what he's already been paid. So he wants to take his talents elsewhere. So you have two sides of the story, but we don't know which one is true because we don't know how money was exchanged and everything. Still, he said, she said, and we don't have proof of nothing.
Yep, and I've just seen Reggie Bush is suing the NCAA and USC and all that for some NIL money too.
And you know, it's funny if that happens. That opens up a whole new Pandora box where the NCAA will go away. College football conferences will be their own entity.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think the NCAA could handle a huge lawsuit from players wanting back pay for their name, image, and likeness.
That amount of money would be absolutely insane.
Johnny Manziel gonna break them.
Yeah, that amount of money, just depending on how far you have to go back.
Oh yeah,
would be absolutely insane.
Yeah, it's gonna be horrible.
They got a mess on their hands with this, man. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how they're going to fix it. Like I said, I'm all for these players making money because the NCAA has made so much money off them. But it's got to be, I don't know if you can cap it at a certain amount.
It needs to be structured.
Yeah, it needs some form of structure.
Yep.
The transfer portal needs some form of structure.
Yes.
All of it needs to just be, okay, we need to sit down and we need to just put some limits on this, some maximums, some minimums. We just need to cross our T's and dot our I's, and we need to come together and we need to fix this.
Well, see, the problem with that is the NCAA is supposed to be the governing body, but every time the NCAA gets taken to court, or should I say a higher court,
mm-hmm.
They get overruled. So, how much authority do they have? They don't really have much authority because everything that they tried to enforce for years is getting bypassed, done, over with.
Yeah, they feel like the president do.
Hey man, let's stop. Stop.
little election year politics joke.
Oh Lord. just vote. Don't even tell nobody who you vote for. Just go vote.
Yeah, go vote.
And deal with what you got to deal with. Moving on. Betting groups and lotto bets.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. 615 Parlay Slayer, Mike B's bets. You like to do those parlays a lot, don't you?
Yeah, I actually hit one tonight on WNBA.
We ain't even gonna talk about mine.
Yes, sir. The thing about it, man, we have a Discord group, and it's pushing the line. It's a lot of Discord groups out there. They great groups. They bring people together. People of like, they like bit. And I always say this, man, do this for fun. Don't do it for the money because you won't have fun doing it. You're going to miss more than you're going to hit. That's just the reality of it. You don't expect to play the Powerball and hit it once a week. It's not how it works. This is not set up for you to win. It's set up for you to try to defy the odds and try to go out here and figure out a way to win money. When you play these big lotto bets, the lotto bets is anything, what they put it at, like plus anything over plus 1,000? Is that plus $1,000?
Yeah, that'd be a lotto, yeah.
Yeah, so just have fun. You're not supposed to hit. Do your research. Don't just go in there blind and just because you see something with these crazy odds and you hope it happens, you put $100 on it thinking you're going to win $500,000. That's not how this works. And don't get fooled by some of these tweets that saying somebody spent a dollar and won $500,000 because sometimes that shit is AI generated. It's to suck you in and to get you to play. That's another thing that you have to realize. It's much better if you do it in a group. Such as pushing the lines. That's a horrible way to advertise our Discord, but still, join our Discord.
I got you on that. So you see these people, they'll post on Twitter or whatever social media, and they just hit, like I said earlier, maybe a $10 bet for $10,000, $100,000 or more. What was their track record before they hit that bet? How much money have they really lost before they hit that bet? Because you'll have people who don't do single bets, and every day they'll put $5 or $10 towards a lotto, hoping to get rich. You will get rich that way, but you'll also go broke that way. Yes. Me personally, I like a lot of single bets. Yeah, I do run some parlays, but most of my parlays are plus 100 to maybe plus 500, 600. I don't really run a lot of risky parlays.
Mm-hmm.
I'm up on the year on my units. I manage my units. I do not overbet. And people see that and be like, oh, you must be rich. No, I'm not rich. Yeah, I hit a lot of bets, but I'm not spending a whole lot of money on my bets to lose mm-hmm. a lot. I yep. play it safe.
Same for me. Now, these past 2 weeks of NFL been kicking my ass, but I am up on my bets. I just play it smart. And it's like I said, man, it's nothing wrong with playing lotto bets, but just play smart ones. Even if you don't play a smart one, don't go put your whole paycheck on it and think if you hit, you're going to get rich. That is not how this works, folks. I promise you it's not. You will be sitting on your ass at the end of the curve quicker than anything that you ever seen in life. Tomorrow, when we give these nuggets, betting on Devin Singletary or taking the Giants and the points, whatever their points are, it's cool to sprinkle money on them. Now, don't go and put that the Giants going to win by 40 and you put $100 on it and get mad because they don't win by 40. That's not going to happen. And if it does happen, it's once in a million. It'll never happen for you again. It's just like he said, when you see these people hit these lotto bets, think of how much money they lost before they actually hit this bet. If they putting $100 on this one bet, imagine how many $100 they played before they actually hit this bet. Always keep that in mind, man. Always keep that in mind.
And I think the enjoyment of betting, and some people would call it the dopamine. Mm-hmm. The enjoyment of betting for me is knowing my research is right. Even if I follow somebody else's bet, a lot of times I still do a little research on it before I even follow that bet. I know guys that I follow on a regular basis, they do their research and they hit a lot of bets. But at the mm-hmm. same time, I'm not going to always trust them because somebody might get arrogant and just start overbetting. And then what I look like losing my money on something that I didn't research.
Facts. It's just like now. We was talking at the beginning of the show about the WNBA. I'm 2 for 2 past 2 days. We have winnables. I post my bet on winnable. It goes to our Discord. I've hit both. I'm in a good groove. On Monday Night Football, I played 4 bets. I missed them all by 1. I don't want to talk about it. But I'm in a good space. And, you know, you may get hot. You may hit like 2 or 3 in a row. Now, who's to say the next WNBA game, I think it'll probably be the Aces and the Liberty. Who's to say that I'm going to hit that? I'm going to do my research. I actually watch the WNBA. I'm a huge follower of women's basketball. But I also research before I put these bets in, and I try to get it as accurate as I possibly can. Does not guarantee nothing. But I do that because I'm paid. I offer a service to where I have to do that, and I put my people that follow me in the best position that I can to possibly win some money.
And, you know, I lied earlier when I said I don't overbet. I did overbet some this month because I was excited about the football season.
Yeah.
So, I did a little bit of overbetting, and I'm on kind of a cold streak right now. I'll be honest with you. But I'm still up on the month by 9.4 units.
Yeah.
If you don't know what unit betting is, one unit is 1% of your bankroll. So whatever your bankroll you're playing with, one unit is 1%.
Oh, yeah. NFL Sunday, when I say I've been getting my ass whooped, I've been getting my ass whooped on Sunday. Now, college football, usually it's the other way around. College football, I've been all right. NFL,
you know, I was so busy this weekend. I didn't bet on any college football games on Saturday, which that probably hurt my bankroll because a lot of the things that I would have bet on, I probably would have hit it. But it is what it is. Speaking of football, NFL football, We got an interesting situation going on in Carolina. Bryce Young got benched this past weekend. They started Andy Dalton, the Red Rifle. He had 319 yards, 3 touchdowns. So right now it looks like Bryce Young is the problem. You got the new offensive coordinator, new head coach, Dave Canales. Bryce Young was not his draft pick. So is Bryce Young on the trade market or is he not? Because the Panthers keep saying the right things. They keep saying he's not.
Who would want him?
Who would want him? Possibly the Giants. Possibly the Dolphins if your boy Tua doesn't come back.
So hold on. Well, they just got Tyler Huntley. So you pick four teams, and I pick four teams. Go ahead. You said the Giants and the Dolphins.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Giants, because they want to move on from Daniel Jones. That was a mistake signing him to that big contract. Rams, you got to have somebody who's going to take over for Matthew Stafford because he may or may not be tailing off at the end of his career. You need to put Bryce Young with a good offensive mind. So that would be a good spot for him. The Dolphins, if Tua is going to be gone long term, they have to have somebody that's going to be able to replace him. Tua and Bryce came from the same system in college. You got a bright offensive mind and Mike McDonald. Does he help Bryce get to where he needs to be? And then you get the Seahawks. Yeah, Geno Smith is under contract, but who's going to be there when Geno leaves? Get somebody and develop him.
If he didn't look so bad, it's not that I disagree with you, because I'm going to tell you, man, we kind of went down the same path. I picked the Texans because he'll be behind Stroud, and that would make him look really bad. But I love their offensive coordinator, Bobby Slowick. I picked the Titans because they got Callahan, although Will Levis ain't looking too hot. Now, before Monday, I wrote my notes down and I put Jacksonville. Trevor Lawrence starting to look like hot trash. Trevor Lawrence not looking good. I don't know if that's on Doug Peterson. He ain't looking too hot.
They just traded for Mac Jones.
Yeah, they got Mac Jones. He's
a first round pick.
He's another Alabama quarterback.
A subject for another day, Doug Peterson might be on the hot seat.
Most definitely. Most definitely. Jacksonville looks awful. And my last one was the 49ers because, of course, Kyle Shanahan. But at the end of the day, the conversation has to be had that he just may not be good. He just may be like Trey Lance. Trey Lance is just not good.
Man.
And it happens.
Yeah.
It happens, man. A lot of these quarterbacks – and I'm going to say this, I call it the Ken Dorsey rule. Ken Dorsey was the quarterback of the 2000-2001 Miami Hurricanes. And they had so many Pro Bowlers, first round picks, and Hall of Famers on that team. He didn't have to do nothing to be successful. Only thing he had to do was just not fuck it up. If you could just go back and look at that 2001, it may be the 2000 Hurricane team with Reggie Wayne and Andre Johnson, Clinton Portis, Najee Davenport, Willis McGahee, Jeremy Shockey, Kellen Winslow. They was literally cheating, honestly.
Pretty much.
And then on the other side of the ball, you couldn't do nothing with the defense. Ed Reed and DJ Williams and Jonathan Vilma and Vince Wilfork. It wasn't nothing that you could do. So now you got these quarterbacks that have these great receivers like A.J. McCarron came out, and he looked good in college. I forgot his receivers, but wasn't it Amari Cooper there, I believe, when A.J.
Julio?
Julio.
Yep.
So all these great receivers are coming from, like, Alabama and Clemson. If Trevor Lawrence don't pan out. Deshaun Watson starting to look a little shaky.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to wonder, man, like Bryce Young. I think he had Jameson Williams and Jahmyr Gibbs, and he was a playmaker. Yeah. It's not saying that he was not good. It's just when you get into this NFL space, if you're the number one pick, you're not going to go to a good team.
Well, you're right about that, but I have a rebuttal.
Go ahead.
Sometimes you have to put the quarterback in the right scheme, right situation. You can't just expect them to come in and let talent take over.
And that is
reason I say that is because people wrote Sam Darnold off. People wrote Malik Willis off. People wrote Justin Field off. Now look at the situations they're in.
Mm-hmm.
You got them on teams, I wouldn't say great offensive minds, but they're being put in a situation where they're only having to manage the game and not give it away, and it's putting them in a situation where they're being successful. Malik is hitting the bench again this week because Jordan Love is back. But yeah, we saw enough of him the past 2 weeks to know that what happened here in Tennessee wasn't necessarily his fault.
And that's what I kept trying to tell people. You 100% right. You're not wrong. It's just in the case of Bryce Young, I kept telling people, this is not an offensive line thing. His offensive line was just rated number one. Well, they can't run the ball. Chuba Hubbard had over 100 yards on Sunday. Andy Dalton looked like the MVP of the league. They have talent. He just wasn't utilizing it. You seen Deontay Johnson. Me and my friend was on the phone when Deontay Johnson caught that touchdown pass, and he just let out this big exhale and just looked up to the sky thanking the Lord, and he said, thank you. That's all they've been wanting was a chance to play football, and they wasn't getting that.
So how long Andy Dalton been in the league?
Shit, it's been a while. It's been a while.
He ain't as talented as he used to be, right?
Mm-mm.
But guess what he can do? Read the defense.
You know how to read a defense.
Read the defense.
And we went to this on the last show. If you know your quarterback ain't where he need to be, why did you not let him play in the preseason as much as he needed to play?
Yeah.
I'm not really familiar with Canales, but you need to get you a scheme to where Bryce Young could manage the game, because he just looked lost. And he may, and you know, I don't never wish, I want these players to live good lives and make good money, because they playing a kid's game for a king's ransom. You want them to do good. I want him to do good. He looks little. I didn't even realize he was the same size and height as Kyler Murray. That was,
I think he got about an inch on Kyler.
Yeah, I think they
not eight.
I looked them up. I think they both like 5'10", but it ain't that damn much.
Yeah.
But to see how Kyler Murray plays, and even he has to run around and make plays, but he does it, and he looks for seams to where he can throw the ball, whereas Bryce Young he just don't look good, man. And then Andy Dalton coming in and doing that was really an indictment on him.
Yeah. I say he's on the trade. I say he's borderline on the trade block.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to have to take the right amount of assets because they gave up a lot for him. I can tell you all the picks right now, but I know DJ Moore, the starting wide receiver for the Bears, was part of it.
Then first-round picks.
You got Darnell Wright. He's I think he's starting offensive line for the Bears now.
Mm-hmm.
And who was the other one they got? Oh. Caleb Williams.
They gave up DJ Moore and 3 first-round picks for somebody who may be a bust. And I'll always say this, they fired Frank Wright, but Frank Wright wanted CJ Stroud. He did not want Bryce Young.
And we've talked about it before. It all starts at the top, and David Tepper is a terrible. What Charles Barkley say? Terrible.
Terrible.
He's a terrible owner. So since we own this quarterback situation, Do we have a quarterback controversy going on in New England now?
I think New England has been forced into one because something Jacoby Brissett been hurt since the preseason. The only the problem that they have, they got two rookie quarterbacks behind him. They got Drake May, who they drafted number three. I think it was three.
It was high first round. I know that.
Yeah, they got him and they got Joe Milton. Now, that's a controversy within itself. Not between that. It's just the fact that if you take out Jacoby Brissett, next in line is going to be a rookie.
Yeah.
And the way your offense is looking, I mean, I got Ramondre Stevenson on my fantasy team. No, that hell no. He ain't even give me 1 point. So, I who's their number one wide receiver? I know they got Jalen Polk, DeMario Douglas. They got some young talent. Hunter Henry's on that team. They just don't look the same, man. They just don't look good. I just don't see it.
They don't have enough playmakers around any of the quarterbacks to make a difference right now.
And let me ask you this. If they was to take out Jacoby Brissett and put in Drake May, is it just to see if he can play? Like, what would – I mean, I guess that could be the only thing because I don't think that you would just go out and draft another quarterback.
Okay, so my thoughts on it is you got Jacoby Brissett. He's a journeyman quarterback, and he holds the starting spot until the other guy is ready to take over. Right now, if you feel like he is not going to win you any games, let your young guy learn. Yeah. Look at Peyton Manning when he came in the league. He learned hard. He threw interception after interception. But the lessons he learned during that time because they were such a bad team made him one of the best quarterbacks ever.
Yep.
So it really depends on your wins and losses. If your season is going to be lost, go ahead and lose it. Let your young guys learn something.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I was alluding to. If you do take him out, is it just to see if Drake May can play? Because you're not going to win. It ain't like you're going to the playoffs. It's just to see if he can play. But then I throw the question out, what if he look like Bryce Young and look like he can't play? Then what do you do?
Joe Milton's there. You might as well see what that arm will do. But then he ain't really got no deep threats to even throw the ball to. The deep ball is what he throw the best.
He about like Anthony Rich.
Hey man, overthrowing them for days.
They got a day. We gonna monitor that situation too. I know Anthony we Richardson. Love Anthony Richardson. He looked bad.
He ain't ready.
No, he's not ready. He is not ready. If you need him to throw a deep pass, he ready. If it's third and eight and you need some finesse or some touch on the pass, you might want to get ready to tackle somebody because it might come back the other way.
He ain't got that. All right. Anything else you want to go over before we get out of here?
Who you got in the game tomorrow?
I told you. I got the chance. I think I got a plus six. But I was taking plus six half. No, Dallas money line, but it's gonna be a close game. Both teams are horrible right now.
They are. Malik Nabers is the truth, though.
If he gets a quarterback to get him the ball, actually, he might even save Daniel Jones' job if they get.
I was just about to say Daniel Jones looked good on Sunday. Now, if Daniel Jones take his ass out there tomorrow and look like that, and they run the ball on Dallas and they beat Dallas, first of all, it might be a hit out on my life because I know a bunch of Cowboy fans and I'm going to have to call them and text them. They're going to get all kind of hell for me. But man, Dallas can't lose that game.
If Dallas loses, Mike McCarthy might be gone come Friday morning.
Yeah, they can't lose that game. if they lose that game, that's it.
Both coaches are on the hot seat right now, if you ask me. I think Brian DeBole has a little more leeway right now because his quarterback is horrible and they gave him a bad contract.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like you said, they build in chemistry with Daniel Jones and Malik Nabers. You get Jalen Hyatt involved. Wandale Robinson. Then they got Theo Johnson. I mean, you got four young receivers.
Singletary can catch the ball out the backfield.
Out the backfield, yep. I think they just need another every down back. I don't think Devin Singletary is really an every down back.
No, nah, he's doing it. But, you know, they had one, but we appreciate it. That's all. Uh-huh. We appreciate it. That's all I say about that.
What happened to him this past weekend?
Went off again, 65-yard touchdown run.
Okay.
Leading the league in rushing.
Yeah, I was traveling. I was traveling while the NFL games were on, so I didn't really get to watch much. I was actually sitting down at Giordano's ordering pizza when the Titans-Packers game came on, right outside of Chicago, and then they had the Indianapolis-Chicago game on, and I was sitting there watching that while I was eating my pizza, but I had to hit the road and come on back home.
So let me see. 17 carries, 147 yards, and 2 touchdowns. That's what Saquon had.
Hey, Giants. Y'all had y'all one. All you had to do is pay that man. Y'all didn't even offer him the money he even thought he was going to get.
Ain't no way I would have paid Daniel Jones over him.
Man, no. That was stupid. All right, well, we'll get out of here. We'll try to bring you another episode. It'll probably be early next week. I got a lot going on this weekend, but follow us on Twitter. Find our link tree. You can find any of our bets through all that. And if you're looking for bets, come see us. Let's make some money together.
Yeah, we're going to get you right, man. We're going to get you right.
All right. Peace out, folks.
Yes, sir. Y'all be cool, baby. Be cool.